We robo-dial the answers in while we're sleeping.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Pepe Le Pew.
I can guess why.
Pepe Le Pew, because we kind of stink.
What is the overall state of your entire team right now?
We are in a state of just amazing awesomeness.
Hi, honey.
We were wondering if you had any embarrassing things you wanted to say about Mitch that we could throw on air really quick.
Well, you know, this last interview that he did on Channel 9 last night, he looked really handsome with that beard that was cut straight down the middle.
Just so handsome. What's the best radio station this side of Albuquerque?
Well, I would say that WWFP 90 FM.
Woo! For 90 FM Trivia Focus, I'm Aubrey Giordana.
And this is Connor Godfrey.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 27 is Wacko Yakko Zebra and Dot. Again, Wacko Yakko Zebra and Dot. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as for hour 26, in fifth place with 3,770 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 3,845 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In third place with 3,850 points is Tin Man. In second place with 4,200 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 4,715 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 26. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 95 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in hour 26. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 25 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 95 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Now here's your question number 1 of hour 28 of Trivia 44 is, a television character was featured on the cover of a TV Guide magazine where he was described as the cop you hate to love. What is the first and last name of this character? Again, here's question 1 of hour 28 of Trivia 44. A television character was featured on the cover of a TV Guide magazine where he was described as the cop you hate to love. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Dylan Shanahan.
Okay, we're in the middle of question one of hour 28. A television character was featured on the cover of a TV guide magazine where he was described as the cop you hate to love. What is the first and last name of this character?
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question one, hour 28. A television character was featured on the cover of a TV guide magazine where he was described as the cop you hate to love. What is the first and last name of this character? And the answer is Andy Sipowicz. For question one of hour 28, Andy Sipowicz. On to question two. On the cover of a board game, a challenge is given to the players when they are asked, can you find your boyfriend in time for the big date? What is the name of this board game? Question 2, hour 28. On the cover of a board game, a challenge is given to the players when they are asked, can you find your boyfriend in time for the big date? What is the name of this board game? Have a good time, Trivia Town. This is 90FM.
Hurry, hurry, I'm coming home. Chicka chicka to Harbor Bay. Chicka chicka Mary, I'm coming home.
Okay, we are in the middle of question 2, hour 28. On the cover of a board game, a challenge is given to the players when they are asked, can you find your boyfriend in time for the big date? What is the name of this board game?
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. On the cover of a board game, a challenge is given to the players when they are asked, can you find your boyfriend in time for the big date? What is the name of this board game? And for question 2, hour 28, the answer is Sweet Valley High. The answer is Sweet Valley High. 3, a restart of play in rugby sevens was described by an announcer as being just like a jump ball in basketball, except the intended recipient is lifted. What is the restart of this play called? Question 3, hour 28. A restart of play in rugby sevens was described by an announcer as being just like a jump ball in basketball, except the intended recipient is lifted. What is the restart of this play called?
Thank you.
Question 3 of Hour 28. A restart of play in rugby sevens was described by an announcer as being just like a jump ball in basketball, except the intended recipient is lifted. What is the restart of play called? Keep it going, trivia. This is Trivia 44 here on 90FM, your only alternative.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. On 45th Street. Where the peppermint twists me. You listen to this, the peppermint twist. It's alright all night. It's alright. It's okay all day. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. Yeah, yeah.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. A restart of play in rugby sevens was described by an announcer as being just like a jump ball in basketball, except the intended recipient is lifted. What is the restart of this play called? And the answer is line out. The answer for question 3 is line out. Question 4 of Hour 28, a television series was promoted with the following in-print advertising. Tattoos, cigarettes, nose rings, volcanoes. Being a dad is tough these days, even in paradise. What is the name of this series? Question 4, Hour 28, a television series was promoted with the following in-print advertising. Tattoos, cigarettes, nose rings, volcanoes. Being a dad is tough these days, even in paradise. What is the name of this series?
Listen now.
Okay, we are in the middle of question four, hour 28. A television series was promoted with the following in-print advertising. Tattoos, cigarettes, nose rings, volcanoes. Being a dad is tough these days, even in paradise. What is the name of this series? In the back. Question number four of hour 28. A television series was promoted with the following in-print advertising. Tattoos, cigarettes, nose rings, volcanoes. Being a dad is tough these days, even in paradise. What is the name of this series? And the question, or the answer is The Birds of Paradise. The answer for question four, hour 28, is The Birds of Paradise. On to question five. What is the first and last name of the private eye, ear, nose, and throat detective who is summoned to the J. Cleaver Axe Handle Estate to investigate a crime? Again, question five, hour 28. What is the first and last name of the private eye, ear, nose, and throat detective who is summoned to the J. Cleaver Axe Handle Estate to investigate a crime? Keep it going. This is Trivia 44.
Well, the bless of my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm out of wild as a I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. I'm all shook up. Please don't ask me what's on my mind. But when I meet a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. I want the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got.
lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
All right, we're on question 5 of hour 28. What is the first and last name of the private eye, ear, nose, and throat detective who is summoned to the J. Cleaver X. Handel Estate to investigate a crime?
Paperback writer's
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pinerys Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
All right, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 5 of Hour 28. What is the first and last name of the private eye, ear, nose, and throat detective who is summoned to the J. Cleaver X. Handel Estate to investigate a crime? And the answer is Duck Drake. The answer is Duck Drake.
Hi, Dylan. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. I'm going to take you out back and beat the crap. No, I'm sorry. Just kidding. Okay, I want players pay a little bit of attention here. There's been a change in the point values for questions in hour 25. And the reason for that, there was some scorekeeping mix-up, and we had to delete what we had entered and re-enter all of it. So here is the point values for questions in hour 25. Please write this down. All previous point values do not count. This is the one that counts. Hour 25, question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 40 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points, and question 4 is worth 250 points. Once again, hour 25. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 40 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points, and question 4 is worth 250 points. I'd like to thank Portage County Dems out back for answering the phones for the last 4 hours. Thanks, people. They don't care. They don't care at all. They're in a world of their own.
Yep.
Have a good night. Thanks, everybody. Okay.
Go ahead, Dylan. All right. We're on to question 6 of hour 28. What is the name of the television character who, among other things, has the following in his room? Hubcaps of the World Collection, a pair of bell bottoms, Applehead dolls, and toilet paper koozies. All right, question 6 of hour 28. What is the name of the television character who, among other things, has the following in his room? Hubcaps of the World Collection, a pair of bell-bottoms, Applehead dolls, and toilet paper koozies. Keep it going. This is Trivia 44 on 90 FM.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
We are on question 6 of hour 28. What is the name of the television character who, among other things, has the following in his room? Hubcaps of the World Collection, a pair of bell-bottoms, Applehead dolls, and toilet paper koozies.
Thank you. everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody.
Phones down in the back. Question 6 of Hour 28. What is the name of the television character who, among other things, has the following in his room? Hubcaps of the World Collection, a pair of bell-bottoms, Applehead dolls, and toilet paper koozies? The answer is Bertram. The answer for question 6 is Bertram. On to question number 7, Hour 28. An Academy Award and Grammy Award-winning artist received a break in her career on a television comedy show, where she met a successful musician who asked her to record a duet with him. The duet appeared on an album the musician described as being a phonograph record that can be seen as well as heard. What is the first and last name of this award-winning female artist? Again, question 7, Hour 28. An Academy Award and Grammy Award-winning artist received a break in her career on a television comedy show where she met a successful musician who asked her to record a duet with him. The duet appeared on an album the musician described as being a phonograph record that can be seen as well as heard. What is the first and last name of this award-winning female artist?
Thank you.
Question 7, Hour 28, an Academy Award and Grammy Award winning artist received a break in her career on a television comedy show where she met a successful musician who asked her to record a duet with him. The duet appeared on an album the musician described as being a phonograph record that can be seen as well as heard. What is the first and last name of this award-winning female artist? Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. An Academy Award and Grammy Award winning artist received a break in her career on a television comedy show where she met a successful musician who asked her to record a duet with him. The duet appeared on an album the musician described as being a phonograph record that can be seen as well as heard. What is the first and last name of this award winning female artist? And the answer for question 7 is Jennifer Warren. The answer is Jennifer Warren. On to question 8. Turn your copy of the New York Trivia Times to a picture number 19. Recognize that man? Good. Call in and give us the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 19 in the New Trivia Times. Question 8 of Hour 28. Turn your copy of New Trivia Times to picture number 19. Recognize that man? Good. Call in and give us the first and last name of the gentleman in the picture number 19 of New Trivia Times.
Just come around here. Just about me.
Question 8 of Hour 28, turn your copy of the new Trivia Times to picture number 19. Recognize that man? Good. Call in and give us the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 19 in the new Trivia Times. Keep it going, Trivia Town. This is 90 FM. Okay, that's phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 8 of Hour 28. Turn your copy of the new Trivia Times to picture number 19. Recognize that man? Good. Call in and give us the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 19 in the new Trivia Times. And the answer for that question is William Shatner. The answer for question number 8 is William Shatner. Got the news coming up here. Just stay tuned. This is Trivia 44 on 90 FM.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening. My name is Marty Ryan with 90 FM News. Goats that previously appeared at Chicago's Wrigley Field were alive and kicking, but not on Wednesday when a goat's head was left in a box outside the home of the Cubs. The box was addressed to the team chairman, Tom Ricketts. Ricketts is currently in negotiations with city officials and neighborhood business people about the $300 million renovation of Wrigley Field. Cubs spokesman Julian Green says staff at Wrigley Field discovered the package and immediately called police. Chicago Police Spokesman Officer V.J. Zala says Chicago Police responded to a call around 2:30 p.m. indicating an intimidating package had been received. Zala would not elaborate, saying police are investigating. Chicago Legend says a restaurant owner allegedly cursed the Cubs when they wouldn't let his pet goat into Wrigley Field. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
It's 32 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 27, and question one of Hour 29 of Trivia 40. After Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Connor from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
You betcha.
What's your team name?
Trivia Synthesis.
How did you get that name?
Because it's a bunch of friends coming together with different backgrounds, and we synthesize to get the answer.
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
You know, we just bunkered down, got as much ammo as we could, and just...